All right. Are we ready to do this thing?
Let's do it!
You recording?
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. The Capitals are finally home from a very long road trip, 5 games on the road, but man, what a fantastic road trip it was. 9 points out of 10. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Joining me, as always, to talk all about it, Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. The Capitals were able to come away with a bunch of wins. I mean, it's funny. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about who is this team, what's going on, and then they go out to Western Canada, and I mean, they just light it up. What a fantastic road trip to start the season. Watching just the game in Toronto last night, they went to OT. Ovi was able to come away with a beautiful game-winning goal. And then to see what they were able to do in Vancouver, being down 5-1 and come back to win it. I mean, fantastic stuff from this team, right?
Yeah, we were talking, what was it, just like 2 weeks ago maybe, that this team has been struggling. We were talking about a potential need for a change in the coaching staff. And then they basically told us to shut up. And they'd had enough of our nonsense. Because since that game, they've gone on a ridiculous run. Like you were talking about, they went on this crazy road trip. 4 games in Canada, 3 of them in Western Canada, 1 of them in Chicago. They went 4-0-1. Like you said, 9 out of a possible 10 points. They're currently first in, as of recording, first in the league in points with 21, though. They're 1 point up on Boston, but the Caps have played 2 more games. They're 1 up on Buffalo, but the Caps have played 1 more game. But they're playing outstanding hockey right now. I'd have to go back. I'll be honest. I haven't been able to watch as many of the games due to a certain other sport that is commencing this evening one way or another. That has kept my focus a little bit more. I've been a little bit more focused on that.
It might be the reason why this show tonight is a little shorter than normal because the first inning starts in about a half hour.
Yeah, it's currently 7:27, it kind of reminds me of when the Caps were in the finals, and like before every game that day, I was just like, "Yep, can't really focus on anything else right now. Just want to see what's going to happen." And then Game 5 was the worst because I was like, "It could happen." Like, and it's almost like when the Caps won it for DC. I don't know about you in Baltimore because you guys have the Ravens and they've been good for a while with a hit or miss season every once in a while, right? But
sure,
for the most part, the Ravens have been good. Orioles, sure. Not so much. They had, what, 1 or 2 seasons where they're like, oh, okay, they might have something here. And then it collapsed.
If you know the Angelos family, you always knew they really didn't have a handle on anything.
But they – yeah, that's true. It's just kind of, it's one of those things where DC needed this in terms of the Caps. They needed that championship and they got it. And since then, I know we've had the Washington Valor, which is the AHL team. They went 2-12 in the regular season, still somehow won the championship. So that kind of makes that a little bit of a joke. But then you have the Mystics go and win the WNBA championship, which is nice to see. And, you know, you're kind of hoping that there's going to be another Washington team. Hopefully when you're listening to this, those of you out there in podcast land, hopefully when you're listening to this, it's after you'll be in a good mood. Let me put it that way. I'm going to avoid any try of spoilers because obviously we don't know what's happened yet. Any jinxing of any kind, as I tend to do when it comes to the NHL and the playoffs. Yeah. But it was a very big thing for the Caps, and I can feel those kind of like butterflies again just throughout the day. And anytime anybody would bring it up, I'd be like, yeah, hey, we'll see what happens. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to jinx anything. Let's just move on to something else.
You know what? I have no team in this game. I don't really care who wins. I'm gonna give you the most Canadian answer I can and just say I hope both teams just have a good time and everyone enjoys the game.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, as long as everybody has some fun, that's fine. But it's kind of crazy talking about the Nationals and the Capitals because this game in Toronto, Ovi was able to come away with an OT winner, and as he was
I was actually watching that. That was a rip.
He was slapping that puck into the back of the net. The Nats were getting a home run and taking the lead of the game, so it seems like they're connected a little bit. The Nats have said that they do take some inspiration from the Capitals and the run that they were able to go on. And if you remember, the Caps were up against Tampa Bay, lost two at home, and then went back down to Tampa and were able to come back and win game 6 and 7. So
Both of those being shutouts, which I remember being like, that's ridiculous. I didn't even think about it at the time until they made a comment after game 7 against Tampa. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so not bad. But we're here to talk about some hooky, if you will. And the Capitals are winning in just fantastic fashion. Let's talk a little bit about the Vancouver game. I didn't get to watch a lot of it because it went on at 10 p.m. and I'm old. And the Caps were down 5-1, and I kind of turned the game off, and I'm like, they're not going to do anything. 5-1 in the first or whatever. This game's over already. And then I wake up Saturday morning, and the Caps win it 6-5. So 5 unanswered goals. Backy comes out being the hero. He won in the shootout. I mean, absolutely fantastic display. And like we were talking about a couple weeks ago, how this team didn't know who they were. They lacked an identity. The last two games have really shown that this team doesn't give up. And I was a little worried at the beginning of this year of what this team was going to be like. But Vancouver, they just kept going. They didn't let themselves get down and out after they went down 5-1. And the game in Toronto, when they were able to win in OT, it looked like a Stanley Cup playoff win. They were going nuts after that game. They were so happy. They were hugging everybody. You would think that they had just won the Eastern Conference Final or something against Toronto. But I feel as if this team's maybe getting that winning feeling back a little bit. Maybe after the playoffs last year and that early exit, these guys are finally like, yeah, we can win again.
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think last year they were just exhausted when they got to the playoffs. They'd never gone that far in prior season in terms of playing. I think they just kind of ran out of gas. I think they hit a Carolina team that was playing really well, and the Caps just struggled and weren't able to come out of that series and able to move on. But I think right now they're playing better. They're on a good roll. It certainly helps them move forward with the play of John Carlson and how great he has been doing. I feel like we've never seen him play quite this dominant, especially offensively, than he is right now. And it kind of reminds me of Mike Green when he was dominating the league with all of his goals in terms of just the outstanding play. But I feel like Carlson is a better defenseman than Mike Green may have been at the time. Then again, I believe is it through a lot of that, I think his Green's partner was Jeff Schultz. So not like he had a lot of help. So I feel like Carlson's play, he's currently second in the as of recording. Second in the league in points with 23, which is ridiculous for a defenseman.
Yeah.
He's tearing it up. And I think his play and his leadership is, you know, I would imagine is coming out. I think Ovechkin's currently second in the league in goals with 11. So the team's playing exceptionally well right now. And I think it starts with the star players, but you're getting a lot of help from the other guys. And is it, I'd have to go back and look because I caught some of the game against Vancouver, but admittedly not all of it. Let me double check as I go through it. But I feel like a lot of their goals, it might have been the Vancouver game. I can't remember now. Let me check as I've said, repeated myself. Were not by star players. So the goals in the game against Vancouver, you got Eller, 2 from Kuznetsov. Okay, he's a star player. 2 from Kempney, who I don't feel like is a star player.
He also like started late.
He's a what?
He also started late. He didn't start the season.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant in the game, and I was like, what, you got held up in traffic?
I've been there.
I'm pretty sure you just don't play that night if that's the case. But you look at it and you're like, Carlson was a minus three that night. Oshie was a minus two, no points. Ovechkin minus two, no points. So you have other guys like Eller and Kuznetsov who's starting to wake up, and Kempney stepping up and playing better. Boyd's had an assist in that game. Hagelin had an assist. Leipzig had an assist. Hathaway had an assist. Eller had a goal and an assist. Vrana had an assist. Gudas had an assist. He probably cross-checked the puck to another guy.
Your boy.
Who then scored a goal. He's your boy.
That's your boy.
So you're looking at that, and you're like, okay, good. The other guys stepped up and were able to help out and play some good hockey. And so that's what you need to see, because on a night where your star players may not be playing their best or be able to produce in a way that you expect from them, it's good to see that the role players are stepping up and helping out and carrying the team a little bit.
Yeah, and like you said, it's good to see that, but it's also really good to see the star players being what they're supposed to be. It starts with them. Yeah, it's good to have those lower-tiered players, and I mean, we saw that last year, how the bottom six really wasn't producing as well as everybody had hoped in the playoffs, but it starts with your leaders, and I think that's one of the reasons why John Carlson got that A this year. John Carlson has been absolutely phenomenal this month. Alex Ovechkin, captain. I mean, he is a leader. For so long, people were saying that this guy is not a leader, but I mean, he's showing it time in and time out about how good this guy can be on and off the ice. And I mean, going through the first month of the hockey season, John Carlson and Alex Ovechkin showing why they got the C, showing why they got the A. John Carlson, I mean, I don't know how this guy can keep it up. He's just shocking at how good he is right now, and it's fantastic to see. But it also does go to the bottom six guys, and we do have, you know, Richard Panik, who is out. We're a little concerned right now about Nick Dowd as well. He got taken out during the Toronto game. It looked like he was going holding his right knee as he left the ice. So, I mean, what does it now mean if Nick Dowd is the guy taken out? That fourth line is going to have to be kind of jumbled up again. Or is this a chance for a guy like Chandler Stephenson to show off and show that he should be in the lineup every day? What's your call?
Well, I think he's been playing pretty well, and he's going to – I don't know if he necessarily is going to would lose his spot.
But he doesn't have one right now.
Well, no. They're rotating guys in, so even if you're playing well, if you're a fourth line guy, you're likely going to – be rotated in and out. But I think it's an opportunity for a guy like Travis Boyd to try and hang around more so than Stephenson. I think Boyd is going to be pushing to want to continue to hang on to his spot. And I, you know, with it, depending on what happens with Dowd, I wouldn't be surprised if that ended up being the case and he got to stick around, maybe not necessarily playing, but he'll get thrown into the rotation of the fourth line guys. To play, I don't even know what the lineup is, to be honest with you, because I've been focused on that other team. But
I was going to say, last night, the fourth line, you had Leipzig, Nick Dowd, and Travis Boyd. Those were your three guys on the fourth line. Chandler Stephenson was a healthy scratch.
Yeah, he's part of the rotation, so that's not too much of a surprise. Like, I think with Dowd out, I think Stephenson takes the spot back, and then you have a rotation, or not even a rotation, they're just all playing. Right? Am I missing someone?
Yeah, there's somebody else.
Wait, who was on the third line? Say it again.
Third line.
Sorry, fourth line.
Fourth line.
I misspoke.
Fourth line was Brendan Leipzig, Nick Dowd, Travis Boyd.
Yeah. So you're probably going to have Leipzig, Stephenson, Boyd. Hathaway, I guess, is on the third line. Correct. So I think you'll have some sort of rotation, or not rotation, but those guys playing. Because I don't think anybody else would be necessarily be coming in and take that spot. So I think Stephenson just steps back into the lineup. And then depending on, again, how long Dowd is out for, if he's out at all. But I wouldn't be surprised if he got Friday off as a chance to recover, depending on what that injury was. If it was something minor, maybe they just put Stephenson back in. Maybe that's, you know, Boyd seems like he may have done, has an opportunity to stick around. And I guess at this point, we'll just see what happens on Friday. But a lot of it just depends on what's going on with Dowd. But as far as I can tell, we haven't seen anything for how he's doing. I think that was the team off today.
Yeah. I mean, they're traveling back. They were in Toronto last night.
Yeah. So that makes sense that they're traveling back and they're off today. So I think we'll know more tomorrow.
Yeah.
It looks tomorrow, like, being Thursday.
Chandler Stephenson and Tyler Lewington were the healthy scratches. last night.
Yeah, so I would imagine if Dowd's out, I think Stevenson just steps in to that spot.
Is there anybody down in Hershey that has been making any noise besides Travis Boyd, who's up here right now, that if they were to have to call somebody, a center or something, that they could bring him in?
I mean, right now you got the leading the team in points is center Mike Scarbosa, who I believe hung out with the team for a bit in the offseason. I think he was one of those late scratches, or not scratches, guys being sent down. So I wouldn't be surprised if they needed someone. But I think right now, I mean, if Dowd is out for, it looks like it's going to be a while, I wouldn't be surprised if they recalled someone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they would recall, he's got 5 points, 4 goals, 1 assist, give Axel Janssen-Fjällby an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you think he's going to come up and play. But if this person's going to come up and just be there just in case someone gets hurt in warmups, or like when they're kicking the soccer ball around and breaking light fixtures, then maybe, did you see that?
I did.
Goofballs. So that, why is it not surprising with this team? Like, this is the team where was Ovechkin and Green like almost got decapitated by the garage door. And I'm like, not surprised. It's not like that happens. You're like, yep, that sounds about right. I think if they're just going to sit around, then I don't think you necessarily recall Janssen-Fjällby because you want him playing. But Hershey doesn't play again until they play. Okay, they're on the road on blah, blah, blah. Caps don't play until Friday. Hershey's on the road Friday. I think if they were off until Saturday or even Sunday, maybe they recall the kid to just like hang out with the team and practice with the team. If Dowd's going to be out for a while, but if he's not, or even he's out for a while, but they're playing, wouldn't be surprised if they recalled someone like Scarbosa, like a guy who's not quite as young. No, although this also doesn't tell me how young they are. Someone that won't necessarily, it won't affect their development if they're sitting up in the press box as a just in case they need him.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they brought someone up, but I don't think it's necessarily going to happen. But then again, if someone like falls apart right before the game, Tyler Lewington might be suiting up on the fourth line. Unless I'm totally for missing someone that would be playing. But I don't think I am.
I don't think you are either. I mean,
I think it was just Stevenson and Lewington that were the scratches, right?
Right.
So it would have to be Stevenson coming in, which means you don't have a healthy scratch on a forward, which means in theory, if Dowd's out, you recall somebody. So on Thursday, we'll know more.
Brendan Leipzig, his picture on the Capitals roster page is still him as a Canuck.
They take forever to like update stuff like that.
He's played a couple games now.
He's played 14, to be specific. Wait, no, on whose page?
On the Capitals roster.
Oh, that's a nice jersey, though, except for it says Vancouver, which I still think was stupid. They got rid of that. Anyways, I'm a little surprised they haven't updated a picture. Like, I feel like they should have at least one.
Yeah. Poor Garnet Hathaway just has a shot of the arena. He doesn't even have his own picture.
He doesn't? Really?
Oh, he's from Kennebunkport, Maine. I didn't know that.
Well, that's a bit embarrassing. Not the main part, the picture. Onik is
in Arizona
one. I almost said Phoenix. So, yeah. So, anyways, Caps are doing well. Yes. Dowd's out. I think Stevenson just slides right into a spot. If Dowd's going to be out a while, I think they recall somebody from Hershey. It could be – I think they, if it's just to sit there and watch, it could be Scarbosa, but he probably have to pass through waivers. I wonder if they would pull up someone – or no, you know what? Maybe tomorrow they call up Janssen-Fjällby and have him sit, and he just misses the game against Springfield, or in Springfield, I should say, for Hershey, so that he can have and get some, you know, experience working with the guys tomorrow at practice and Friday if they have a pregame skate. And then he heads back to Hershey Friday night or Saturday morning for their game at Giant Center. That's my guess.
Just looking forward to November. The Capitals schedule, very weekend heavy for these guys. They don't have a Saturday off after the second, so lots of back-to-backs. This is not going to be
a lot of games and work problem.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy schedule for these guys in November, but plenty of good stuff, plenty of home games.
No, they have two back-to-backs. No, wait, yeah, right?
Yeah, they have two back-to-backs.
Am I looking at that right? 15? They got 15th, 16th, and then the 29th and 30th.
Right.
Oh, we should go to the game on the 23rd. It's against Vancouver. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Probably be expensive, too.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm going to the game on Friday against Buffalo.
On November 23rd, I don't think it's sold out yet, but if you are a Baltimore person, you'd like to go to the Vancouver Caps game, Jimmy's Famous Seafood is doing a bus to that game. So you definitely should check that out. And they're doing a couple more in December and later on in the season. So if you enjoy good seafood and checking out the Caps with other Caps fans, they're the way to go. You get a bus ride and a game a ticket to the game. Sorry. Anything else we should cover in Caps news?
Well, there's one other interesting thing, as the Washington Post has a new Caps beat reporter, as Isabel Kershudian will no longer be covering the team. She's actually moving to Moscow to be the Post's foreign correspondent. So first, congratulations to her on the new assignment. It's apparently it was something that she was really excited about and something she wanted to do. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Taking over for her is Samantha Pell, who has been on and off covering the Caps for a while now. So it should be she'll be able to hit the ground running. It seems like she's already been doing a great job covering the team. And I'll be actually keeping an eye on her Twitter account tomorrow.
Creep.
During the torrential downpour that we're apparently getting.
Yeah, they're calling for twisters like here.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're saying twisters, irons. They're going retreating.
No, man, it's my first Halloween in the new house. I don't know how many kids are going to show up for trick-or-treating.
Did you get full-size candy bars?
So, no, because I have a kid, man. I don't have money for that. But, no, we get candy it doesn't matter. The point is, we'll have candy, but we don't know how many kids live in the neighborhood, really. And it's kind of a small neighborhood. So last year, when we lived in a townhouse, in like a townhouse neighborhood, we had over 200 kids. This year, I'm thinking maybe like 10, which is kind of disappointing, but whatever. And it's also going to be pouring, so I imagine no one's going to want to go out.
Here's the thing I'm wondering, though. I don't have a child, so I don't know this, but do kids still trick-or-treat? I thought the whole trunk-or-treat thing the weekend before took its place.
Dude, we had over 200 kids last year. Like, yes.
All right. So kids are just
still very much a thing.
Kids nowadays get to just go on two different holidays now and get double the candy.
Well, I don't think trunk-or-treating is a holiday. It's kind of like people do a thing on – dude, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
my kid's 5 months. Like, he's not going trick-or-treating. He can't eat candy or really understand what it is.
Did you dress him up at least?
So yeah, when we were in Florida, we got him much to my annoyance, because it's like a cliche, not a cliche, it's just very lack of creativity. We got him a pumpkin shirt, like a onesie, but it's the pumpkin like carved out is Mickey's face.
Oh.
And then one of my staff members got him a baby shark costume.
Yeah, that's like what my dog was this year.
So it's blue, but it's really thick. So he had it on over the weekend at this Halloween event, and he got overheated, we're assuming, pretty quickly. So he wore it for like 10 minutes, and we're like, we're taking this off because he's getting sweaty.
Yeah,
all he really does right now is eat, sleep, poop, and try to eat his hands.
God, he's so lucky.
I know, right?
So lucky.
Except for the hand thing, that's weird.
Well, I mean, you get hungry, it happens.
Fair enough.
Well, yes, congratulations to Isabel Kershudian. I hope she asks Alex Ovechkin for some good places to go in Moscow for some food. He would be definitely the guy to help you out. So congratulations to her. But Caps are on a roll. Let's hope they continue to do it for the next month and the month after that. And hopefully their record on the road can match their record at home, because let's get some home wins, boys. Doesn't seem like they're really doing well in D.C., but hey, neither were the Nats. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, go Caps. Now let's go down on the farm. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. So, Coach Dan, tell me, what is going on down on the farm?
Past week has been a bit rough on the Bears, as they went 0-1-1. Now, they'll be back at it with three games in a row, starting on Friday in Springfield, which I believe we talked about before. On Saturday, they'll be at the Giants Center against Providence. And I'm sorry, we have to do it our old way. Against Providence.
Providence.
And then Sunday, Providence. Sunday, they're also at home against Syracuse. I don't feel like you can say Syracuse any other way. Syracuse. No, see, it just sounds the same. Anyways, down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 2-1 with both wins over Norfolk. They actually played three in a row, which is freaking weird, but whatever, CCHL. They'll be back at it with one game before we talk again when they travel to Orlando on Sunday. In other ECHL news, goalie Parker Milner was named the Warrior Hockey ECHL Goaltender of the Week for October 21st through the 27th. This is actually the second time he has received that award, so congratulations to him. That's what's going on down on the farm.
Well, I guess it could be a little bit better down on the farm, but hey, that's why you're down there. Learn it, figure it out, do what you gotta do. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We are going around the NHL. Coach Dan's going to catch us up. So, Coach Dan, what else is going on? I mean, we know what the Caps are doing. What's everybody else do around the NHL?
Well, let's start with a few trades. As Anaheim sent forward Andreas Martinsson and a 2021 seventh-round pick to Pittsburgh for defenseman Eric Gudbranson. Chicago sent forward Brendan. This spells his name different than you.
That's
Perlini to Detroit for defenseman Alec Regula. Winnipeg Jets forward Adam Lowry was a dum-dum. He was suspended for two games for boarding Calgary defenseman Oliver Killington.
Can't do that.
Killington? I don't know. He's got an interesting name. I feel like there's an extra letter there that shouldn't be there. Or it's the wrong letter. And did you see that the goal from the dude in Carolina? We were talking about this before. That was ridiculous.
That was insane. Oh my God.
It's kind of embarrassing if you're the other team's goalie.
Is it though? Is it? I mean,
well, because you're like, he just had the puck on his stick and threw it at him. You should have been like, get out of here.
Yeah, the goalie should get an assist for that goal.
You should be like, screw you, buddy.
That game, yeah, that goal. I mean, I don't normally share Carolina Hurricanes goals on my personal Facebook page, but I had to share that because that was unreal. He said he was going to use that lacrosse move last year. Didn't work last year, but this year, oh my God. I mean, do you remember when Cousy did that one goal where it looked like he was going around the goalie and then just kind of last minute was like whoop and just, you know, kind of like snuck it in on the one side? That's kind of what it felt like. It was like he was behind the goalie couldn't see him, and he goes, I'm going to try this. Why not? And then boom, just puts it right in there. Absolutely crazy goal.
No, it was a fantastic goal.
I just don't want to play them.
Well, he better not do it against the Caps, because then it's even more embarrassing. And finally, there's some sad news. His Hockey Hall of Famer Jim Gregory passed away earlier today, that being Wednesday. He was the Toronto Maple Leafs general manager and league executive. He was also one of the first general managers to bring in players from Europe. He passed away at the age of 83.
Wow.
That's the news from the past week in the NHL.
Can you imagine this league without European players?
It'd be a little boring.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't even imagine that.
I mean, you're looking at, let's go to the Caps roster real quick. So Backstrom, nope. Boyd, sticking around. Dowd, sticking around. Of course, he's injured. Eller, nope. Hagelin, nope. Hathaway, yes. What he? Yeah, that is a weird. Kenneth Bunkport. That's one word. I feel like that should be two or three. Because Netsoff, obviously, nope.
Yeah, that Kenny Bunkport. That's where former George H.W. Bush lived.
Oh,
yeah.
That's random.
Yeah.
Well, fun. Anyways, Kuznetsov, obviously, nope. Leipzig, he's here. He's from Canada. Oshie, obviously, he's here. Ovechkin, nope. Panik, nope. Stevenson, yep. Vrana, nope. Wilson, yep. So that's like half the team. Half of the forwards are gone. Carlson, obviously, is here. Gudas, nope. Where do you think Gudas is from?
I thought he was Canadian. He's not Canadian?
He's from, I believe, the Czech Republic.
Oh, wow.
Nick Jensen's here. Kempney is not. Lewington is here. Orlov, obviously, is not. And Jonas Singenthaler also is not playing for this team, nor is Ilya Samsonov. Holpe would be here, though. So you're looking at, like, freaking half the roster.
That's wild.
Would be gone. KHL would be a lot better.
Yes. That would actually be a competitor this time around.
Yeah. They would actually, dare I say, be a better league.
Huh.
Considering how many other players and other teams would be gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be interesting.
So is that the show? Are we done?
That's the show.
All right. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related stuff and how Carlson's tearing it up. And they're actually playing quite well now, though, whenever I have a chance to actually use Twitter. You can also find me on there talking about Arsenal Football Club, Emery out, and how they're playing poorly. And they lost again today. And moving on. You see me talking about the Bills from time to time and how the baseball team, because I won't say the name because I feel like it's jinxing them, how they've been doing, and so on. And that ridiculous call in game six. Like, that's the – anyways, I digress. Because I was about to get really mad and just go off on a rant. But yeah, somehow that was finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach. And if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where we post when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of things related to the Washington Capitals and whatever else Brandon finds that he thinks is funny. He'll put it on there. And he's nodding, everybody.
I will.
He forgot this is an audio medium. But yes, that's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon,
yeah,
if they've enjoyed our show and they've already followed us on Facebook, as well as both of us on Twitter, or it gets liked us on Facebook, would that be the appropriate? I guess you can like and follow on Facebook. Anyways, if they've liked this show and they want to hear more things you may be working on, where else should they go?
You can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck, as well as The Call, a Baltimore Ravens podcast that I co-host each week as well. Halfway through the NFL season, if you want to get into football or if you enjoy the Baltimore Ravens, make sure you check out The Call. Now we do What the Puck here for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch, anywhere you are social, on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So only two games until we talk again on Friday, November 1st. The Capitals are at home up against Buffalo. That game starts at 7 o'clock. You can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. And then on Sunday, the Caps stay at home up against the Calgary Flames. That game you can watch on the NHL Network and NBC Sports Washington locally. And it has a start time of 7 o'clock. So Garnett Hathaway will get to see some of his old buddies, show him around his new digs here in D.C. And then we'll be back at some point before the 7th, either on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, because those are the free nights the Caps have until we talk again. So that's it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening. I'm not even going to say it. Hopefully good things happen tonight. And there's a good baseball game that everyone gets to enjoy. And in the future, hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're happy. So anyway, that's it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. What's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.